5 years. Mankato, Minnesota, a cop stopped two little girls in their pajamas walking it Saturday night, walked them home. Their parents said there'd been a birthday party at the zoo that day. Apparently, the little girls stole it. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. It's about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. August of the 30th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. That's where mine you're, that's my knob you're turning there, Bad Bob. Don't turn my knob. And, of course, we're joined by Bad Bob.
You have permission to turn his knob if you want.
You know, you turn that knob one more time, Bad Bob. I might tell people what exactly
how
you're wearing
today.
How
do the headphones get changed from one time to another?
I don't know.
What I'm curious about.
I'm on three.
Well, who was in here yesterday?
I don't know. Moving along.
A lot of people. A lot of people.
The technical details.
Hey, how you doing, Bad Bob?
Doing well. It was beautiful coming in this morning, although the traffic, for those of you coming into town on I-5, it's down to one lane starting at the Bocelli overcrossing, so you might want to make plans for that traffic getting a little bit thick as you come up through that construction where they're adding extra lanes to I-5.
Okay.
And that's the case between the Bocelli overcrossing and Cypress.
Okay. Great. And speaking of great, here she is.
Well, good morning.
Have you recovered?
Well, no, yesterday we just had oodles to do. Tremendous thank you so much. You know, we love our listeners, and thank you again, Mark Beecham, and I guess that we're on Friday.
Absolutely.
It was time to just catch up. But we did have this incredible almost 1,000, we just say 1,000 miles run, and I guess it's really funny because I got an email this morning from one of the people that we went with, Pam and Rick Hill. And Pam had said, yes, we'll never go again unless we go to the coast. Well, you know, we had planned on going, as Carl said yesterday, we had planned on going to Yosemite. And when we were a little late in getting going. We left right after the show, of course. We had, you know, just stopping and meeting with people along the way in Williams. So we were probably a couple hours behind when we thought we were really going to get to our destination. And, you know, God has a funny way of doing things because had it been, we really would have checked in and been in the park with the time that we thought we would have been smack in the middle of the fire.
Well, the fire would have started after we checked in.
Right in this ish time and the chaos that followed. And so we were a couple hours later again, and of course there was over 500 rooms or people evacuating that had to leave that area of Yosemite Park. So we turned around, of course, and went back into a darling place, a town that we found out, I think it was when it had one of the oldest bars in California history.
It is the oldest bar, which of course we found right away.
Right away.
And the worst karaoke.
Well, you know.
I'm a seal cowboy.
But it was really cool to see.
I'm a seal cowboy. You know what?
Really cool to see pictures.
It's one thing to have one person sing it that's really terrible, but to have another person sing it.
That's the least of my focus. What I want to share with you is that we saw some of the most beautiful countryside in California we would not have seen. I mean, yes, Yosemite, we were able to go back down and see the falls and see El Capitan and you know, see those as like a morning ride. But we went up a Tuolumne Pass. We saw some of the, we went to 10,000 elevation down to the lowest of elevation and went through towns and saw it. Just, it was just amazing. And I don't know how we did it, but we ended up going to Tahoe, and the next day we went up to Virginia City and went all the long ways about doing that, and Emerald Lake. I mean, it was just absolutely gorgeous how much you could pack in. I think the trip home cars are. When are we getting there? Are we ever going to get there? And
you never complained once until you got off the
boat.
Then it was a long day.
You know, that's why some people call them touring packages, where the couple on the back, the woman on the back, has a different kind of seat. But anyway, you know, it could be a lot worse.
Well, you know, just that I just saw in the paper today that they just got it under control, that the fire burnt 7,500 acres.
Jeez.
Where we were at and shut it down. They just opened the road today.
Did it say it was a motorhome?
No, it didn't say what caused it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here. But before we do, Josh Wiley from Wells Fargo.
Hey, good morning. Stock index futures have suggested a moderately lower open for the major averages ahead of economic data. A report released after the open may show that consumer confidence in August declined to 52 from 59.5 in July. Another report may show residential real estate prices dropped in the year ending in June by the most in 19 months, indicating the housing market continues to hamper the U.S. recovery. Currently, the Dow is down 87 points at 11,452, while the NASDAQ is down 20 at 2,541, and the S&P 500 is down 11 at 1,198. Oil's up 92 cents a barrel at 88.19, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.51%. Gold's up $30 today at 1,821, while silver is up 77 cents at $41.37 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Disney's down a quarter at $32.89, J.P. Morgan's down 77 cents at $36.87, while Bank of America is down 26 pennies at $8.13. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Josh. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll talk about a couple other things that are going on in town, fires. How about the space station? And so many other things we have on the agenda. We want to hear from you, too, here on KCNR 1460.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. When your world is full of strange arrangements and gravity won't pull you through.
Hunting for treasure?
It's the final days of the Goldmark annual estate sale with free layaway till Christmas. Sale ends August 31st. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Long-term wife insurance. See the diamond and gold experts during the final days at Goldmart's annual estate sale with free layaway till Christmas. Sale ends August 31st. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
This is Don Shulman. I have Gwen Edwardson, the premier wedding and event planner.
Hi, Don. It's nice to be here. I love planning weddings. I've been doing it for a long time, and I just have to say that it's totally my passion and my heart. I love taking care of all the details so that my brides and grooms, but also families, can just relax, enjoy the day, be with family, be with friends. I love to design. I love to decorate, and I'd be happy to talk to any brides out there. If you're considering having a wedding planner or just want to talk to me about anything, I would love it, and we can start planning your special day together. My website is www.weddingswithgwen.com. I'm also on Facebook, and you can see a lot of my decorating design work there. And my phone number, if you'd like to call, is 530-941-5171. Hope to talk to you soon.
One, pick up the phone. Two, make a little call. Three, Budget Blinds is there in no time at all.
Hi, everyone. This is Jerry Bay from Budget Blinds of Reading, sometimes known as the blind guy. Is your air conditioner working overtime to keep up? Are you dreading those high utility bills this summer? Budget Blinds can help lower your energy consumption and add style to your home at the same time. Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and let us show you the endless possibility of energy-saving window coverings for your home. Budget Blinds of Reading is a full-service window covering contractor. We specialize in an assortment of blinds, beautiful wood and composite shutters, draperies, as well as interior and exterior shades. Budget Blinds, your locally owned and operated window covering superstore to your door. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. License number 848191.
Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaum, 7:15 in the morning, August the 30th, 605-4567. And we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, chat room.
Good morning. It's currently 65 degrees, and today it looks like we're going to get to be around, 96, mostly clear tonight with a low of around 60. I know you guys always want to hear about what's happening this day in history, but this came across the desk, and I thought that was interesting for you. Exactly 100 years ago, a starving Indian who spoke no recognizable language was captured near an Oroville slaughterhouse. Here's how the Bee described the incident in August 29th, 1911. Wild man caught in suburbs of Oroville, evidently last of savage tribe of Deer Creek Indians. The Indians, members of the Yahi and Yanni tribes, had been massacred in 1865, 1866, and 1871. A few survivors hid out near Mill Creek, east of Red Bluff. So interesting when you have just that rich history that's just right there. Many of the things that we saw on our ride were just absolutely mind-blowing, geographical and geotopical and all those great things and historical that we would read, you know, history as we were riding past it and standing in front of it was fabulous. Well, today the California Museum unveils a new exhibit honoring Ishi, California's most famous and misunderstood Indian. The sensational headlines and his reputation as a noble savage made him one of the most beloved American Indians celebrated in books, plays, and film. Kroeber, one of the fathers of modern anthropology, proclaimed Ishi the last wild Indian of North America. His history has been taught to generations of California school children, but he wasn't the last of his tribe and likely was not a full-blooded Yahi. So, interestingly enough, the exhibit's going to help unravel the mystery of Ishi, who learned some English but never really revealed his name.
Well, maybe he had a good thing going then.
Yep.
100 years ago today, and I think they've had movies about him or you know, based on the story and that.
He was in captivity for 5 years, which is interesting, and he believed his name could be stolen just as the spirit, so that's why he never gave it.
Okay.
Very interesting.
A lot of times, some of the cultures won't let their pictures be taken, their photos be taken, because they're afraid it'll steal their soul.
Amish.
We don't have that. We don't have that problem.
Amish
here.
Don't like to have their pictures taken.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's it. Irene, we've talked about Irene that it wasn't as bad as people thought, but yet 41 people killed, flood damage like you can't believe. Floods are cresting at the highest they've ever been or broken those records. Bridges disappear. A lot of those covered bridges they have back in New England, the beautiful ones, are gone. Four of them have been destroyed. And here's the worst thing about it is, it's not just the flood damage and the 41, well, it is, the 41 people killed, of course. But here are some things that are coming out afterwards, is that a lot of these homes that were destroyed and businesses were not in floodplains. People did not have flood insurance because they never thought they were ever going to need it. And because they don't have flood insurance, their homeowner's insurance will not pay for that home to be rebuilt or the furniture or their personal belongings that they had. And not only that, you've got to ask the question, if people don't have flood insurance, so now their home is destroyed, are banks going to lend them the money to rebuild a home? Especially if they have a mortgage on their first home. I mean, this is tremendously bad news to all those people over there. And I was caught. Well, you've been caught also too, Linda. I was caught in a flood in Hawaii, and my homeowner's insurance did not cover it. Did not cover anything because I didn't have flood insurance. Well, as it turns out, I was in a floodplain, but when I bought the house, they didn't tell me that. And you are required by the law to have flood insurance if you live in a floodplain. So another insurance company was forced to pay to repair my home. because of, they did not tell me that. Plus, the state of, or the county of Honolulu also had to cover repairs for most everybody because they had not done what they were supposed to do in keeping the flood gates clean and the sewers open. They were all jammed, and so the water had no place to go to. So, I mean, but I know what these people are going through. And I just had water up 4 feet deep in my house. I can imagine if it took everything.
Did you, when you had the water come up, did it leave? Did it stay? Did it sit?
No, as soon. And this is the funny thing, or not funny, but this is what happened. Somebody got down to the storm drains. And they opened up the storm drain. They cleaned it off right there. And once the water started draining, they cleaned. And this was a private citizen. And then other ones were cleaned up, and the water drained. And because once the water started draining, the water had just came up like it was an artesian spring, just bubbling up through the house. And then it left. So I guess you know we had water in the house for like 8 hours.
Oh.
But it was water that had come in out of the swamps and all that. So it was
doesn't do your drywall and carpet much good.
Everything from 4 feet down had to be replaced.
Uh-huh.
Everything.
And the insurance covered that.
They did. They paid it. They had to because we were in a floodplain.
Well, and
then FEMA came in. They didn't do anything FEMA, for a lot of people.
Well, FEMA came in.
That was a long time ago.
This is in Sacramento. It was in the Yolo County, Sacramento area floods in 94. And same thing. And my dad and I went in with a crowbar, and once we knew that the water had come in, and then it had left, there was definitely 4 feet. So we went with the crowbar and we started to rip out the sheetrock, and then we were told don't touch anything because the insurance or FEMA may only pay for the first 2 feet. So we had to wait to get word whether it was 2 feet, 3 feet, or 4 feet of sheetrock that they were going to pay for. Meanwhile, 2 weeks goes by, my house turns to mold.
Yep. Okay, hey, we got to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk about another storm that's going on. We're talking about this storm in Churn Creek Bottom. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:21 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding is family-owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our summer spectacular special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. This special is for a limited time only. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Prep bodywork and large vehicles biased.
At 9 a.m. Saturday, September 17th, is Reading Recreation's Youth Triathlon and Health and Fitness Fair at Caldwell Park. Youths ages 5 to 18 are invited to swim, bike, run, and have fun at this beginner-friendly event. everyone's invited to the fair to eat healthy goodies, win prizes, watch performances, and play games put on by local businesses committed to health and fitness. Prepare for the race at the Triathlon Prep Camps on Saturday, August 27th and September 10th, and receive a substantial discount. Hurry, registration prices increase as the event draws nearer. Women, come join the Fitness and Adventure Club as we hike, bike, play tennis, and more starting Saturday, September 24th. Be part of a group of women of all ages and abilities in a guided and encouraging environment as we get active for free. Visit us at readingrecreation.org or call 225-4095 for more details and to register.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. It's great to have you guys here on this Tuesday. Yeah, it feels good to be back in the seat, this kind of seat, let me tell you right now. 65 degrees. It's going to be high today of around 96. And the weather is always brought to you by Insamo Vineyards. You know, just yesterday I received the most awesome email from a friend who I haven't seen in a long time that went out to Insamo's. He and his wife were celebrating their 46th wedding anniversary and just had stellar comments to make about the experience. And I thought that was pretty cool because it's not like we called out there in advance. It was just some friends that went out there and said, I really want to get this message back to Reverge and Chicken, of course, the owners and Salmos, and let them know what a great time we had. We were served. It was luscious. It was beautiful. So anyway, the weather's always brought to you by Salmo Vineyards. We're proud to say that.
You bet. Okay. As you know, the supervisors voted to put in the Churn Creek bottom shopping center. It's a 100-acre shopping center between Reading and Anderson. And this was voted, like I said, 5-0 by the county supervisors. And not only that, but they did it in such a way that it was, they kind of accomplished everything at one time, changing the zoning, doing all these things. Well, we've had Larry Lees on from the Shasta County Supervisors on, and we've had the Rod Evans from the people that are opposing it. Well, now the Churn Creek Bottom owners, homeowners, and friends begin circulating a petition to get 6,500 valid signatures to put this on a ballot to see if we should vote to have this in there. We've had phone calls from the shopping center, the people that are going to put it in. We're going to have them on as soon as we can get them on, too. We couldn't get them on last week, but we'll get them on. Like I said, it'll probably be a phone, but we're going to talk to them about the new shopping center and all the things you hear about it, such as it's going to be done with a septic system.
Well, for those who are interested in the petition, they are often set up right outside of Kent's Market on Airport Road, for those who may have a question to that effect.
Well, I think that they've already started turning them into the recorder, too. And they've got to make sure all the signatures are valid. All right, but that's going to be a big one. That's going to be a big one coming in. Now, let's talk about – I wanted to talk about the marijuana field. I've only got 2 minutes left. They had one of the – I believe it's one of the city councilmen from Fort Bragg found a remote an illegal marijuana operation running this weekend and was shot and killed. Jerry Mello was a community leader and was also, I mean, he was very well thought of in the community, and it's led, he led the efforts to build firehouses and a first-class high school football stadium. And the mayor says, we're in shock. It's unbelievable. What he is, he's a forest land manager, was killed Saturday while he and a coworker were patrolling forest land on foot in a rugged area of timber just outside the town. I'm getting this from the staff and also from our staff and Y reports, but also, of course, from the Record Searchlight. He was investigating reports of a marijuana farm and this gunman, and they suspect a transient by the name of Aaron Bassler killed him. Well, Bassler obviously was in the illegal marijuana field. And now you're going to be hearing about this because at the same other time, another man was arrested in shooting another over medical marijuana. And the fact is that the marijuana the growing of marijuana and the 215 and everything about it. We were talking to the county supervisor from Trinity County, that Judy Moore said, she was talking about they're changing their laws up there because it has taken over. They are having all types of problems. And now this is just the latest when you have, you know, you have somebody shot and killed for being there. Now, was the man that shot him supposed to be defending the marijuana fields? I don't think we'll know, but he was a transient from the area, so I don't know if you can tie that directly into it. But anyway, it surprises me that we haven't had more people killed or shot over this out there in the, while you're in the forest, and I expect that as things tighten down, that maybe we will have that. Okay. Hey, when we come back, guess who we have?
Tell us.
Our latest Marine recruit.
Ooh.
She's getting ready to leave on the 19th. We're going to introduce you to
Looking
her.
Looking forward to that. We're going to take a break here at KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
But the housing market still remains shaky. According to the latest Case-Shiller report, prices for the 20-city index rose 1.1% last month, coming in better than expected. But the home price index itself is still below the level it was at for the same period last year. We're getting more damage estimates from Hurricane Irene. AIR Worldwide says insured losses will range between $3 and $6 billion. The Wall Street Journal reports the total economic damage could hit $12 billion. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
Find yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
What are you gonna do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you're the surviving spouse of a war-era veteran, you may be eligible for a pension from the Department of Veterans Affairs. This is sometimes known as the widow's pension. The benefit is designed to provide assistance for a surviving spouse with limited income and significant out-of-pocket, unreimbursed medical expenses. There are many individuals, businesses, and organizations which advertise that they assist with obtaining these kinds of benefits. Please be sure of two things before accepting assistance. Number one, be sure whomever provides your assistance is accredited by the VA. And number two, you should never have to pay for assistance in obtaining your VA benefits. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited and there is never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR1460.com. We're really excited about our next segment. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Inside of Tobacco and Brew, Espresso Joe's. Some of the best coffee that you're going to get anywhere in the North State with some of the best prices with fresh beans that you can only get at Espresso Joe's. And of course, coming up in September, there is going to be a special hand-rolled cigar event that we will be having probably some specialists call in that are from the company that's going to be doing that. And we'll be keeping you abreast on that special event from Tobacco and Brew Hilltop Drive.
And last Thursday, their cigar event was a great success. So, hey, you know what? Every so often we have this opportunity to introduce you to some people that we really, really, really care about. Even though we just met her
five minutes
ago. She is my friend because Brittany Holly has enlisted in the Marine Corps and is going to be heading to boot camp on
September 19th.
So you're talking like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Getting down to it.
Getting up to it. Brittany, and where are you from, Brittany?
I'm from here, Redding, California.
And what school did you go to?
I went to Anderson.
Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 18.
18 years mm-hmm. old. Okay. Tell us a little bit about you, Brittany.
I went to Anderson High School. I was really involved in sports. I played volleyball, basketball, and softball. I have always, like, the sports team is, like, something that I love. I'm passionate about. I love being part of a team. It's like a family. I just recently missed out my senior year sports because I decided to do cosmetology. I got my cosmetology license just recently. I think it was worth it, missing out on sports, because it was a free career right there. It's, you know, kind of a backup.
Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you. And so I was really looking into military. I love travel. And I talked to all of the branches. I talked to the Navy, the Air Force, and stuff. And then I walked into the Marine Corps office, and Gunny Lasher was like, he's like, what office did you just get out of? I was like, the Navy. He's like, promise to come back here tomorrow. And I was like, okay. So I went back in there after Cosmo School, and I sat down and talked to him. And, like, everything that he described about the Marine Corps is exactly what I wanted. Like, I just instantly became passionate about it. It's like a huge sports team. It's like a family, and I can't even explain how bad I want to be a part of it.
Oh, you know, that's probably the best way I've heard of having it described. Now, along with Brittany is her mom, Amy Hawkins. Good morning. Can I say hello to you, too?
Yeah, good morning.
I know it's you. I know Amy says I don't want to talk on here. So, you know what?
You're proud of her little girl. That's a very ambitious, clear-minded 18-year-old that you just feel... There's not an age here. You're already way beyond your years as far as just your focus is huge.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, you're going to be a military policeman.
Yes. Yeah.
So you go to a boot camp where at?
I go to boot camp in South Carolina for females. And then
in Parris Island.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't mix, and the Marine Corps does not integrate their boot camps.
No.
You have male and you have female.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for that. So... and so you go there on September 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Have they gotten you ready for this?
Yes. I've been training, like, nonstop. My recruiters have been pushing me really, really hard.
Okay. So how long is boot camp going to be?
That's going to be 3 months.
Okay. 3 months. And then from there, you go to MP school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where now?
Missouri. Fort Leonard Wood, yeah.
Fort Leonard Wood. Okay. And then from there?
That's 10 months long. And then from there, I could be in Japan.
You could
that's
be
where
anywhere.
I'm hoping for, yeah.
Or you could be in Afghanistan.
Yes.
or Iraq, except I think most of us would be pulled out of Iraq by then. Well, you know what? We think it's great when we meet our young people that want to come in. I know Mom's here. Mom's, you know. Are you okay, Mom?
I'm okay.
All right. I know.
I
know,
get emotional when I hear her talk about this. I'm just proud of her.
Yeah.
And you know what? So are we. So are a lot of people here that are writing here that they're proud of her. It's people like you, Brittany, that allow us to walk around and say and do and have have a radio show and just do the things we want to do is because brave people like you, brave young men and women, have stood up and said, "Hey, I'm going to go stand on the walls, and I'm going to stand on those walls and protect the people that don't." Mm-hmm. And the military is not for everybody, but I think that the people that go into the military are special. A very special person that they have. It's not just a team, but it's a feeling of giving, and it's a feeling of I want to do something for my country.
Was there someone, a mentor in your life, or someone that you watched that you maybe looked up to and said, I'd like to have some of what that person has?
In eighth grade. My eighth grade class, we wrote a book, and I interviewed Paul Chamberlain, Kim's husband, and I like tear up just talking about it. He influenced me in like so many different ways. Like, I loved hearing all his stories and like what he remembered, because he didn't even remember much now, like, and he could remember all of that stuff that happened. I think even though he was so damaged and hurt from it, he loved it all at the same time. He would have never changed it. And I just wanted that.
And we all know that the late Paul Chamberlain was Kim Chamberlain is such a patriot.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
So a leading voice,
right,
in this community as far as veterans issues. And so this
we can't
was,
say enough about
she
Kim.
Was the widow of Paul. And so I think we're going to take a break. And when we come back, let's dive more into this inspiration.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do anything to satisfy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all the people who donated from the Junior Livestock Sale to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was a great success. Thanks to Anderson Rotary, Andrade Estate Liquidations, Big Valley Septic, Flag Foods, Buttes Insurance, Harmonis Appliance of Red Bluff, Harmonis Appliance of Redding, Corning Ford, Dersh Apiaries, Inc., E.C. Smith, Ernie and Betty Toms Family Trust, Fat Daddy's Barbecue, Geneva Toms, and George Dersh. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
There you go, bad boy. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 744 in the morning on August the 30th. Hey, our guest is Brittany Holly and her mother, Amy Hawkins. Now, Amy, we were just talking during the break that you've had people come up to you and question you with anyone they weren't about, you know, your daughter wants to go into the Marine Corps.
Yes.
And, I mean, what did you say about that?
I just basically told them that it seems like it would be really difficult, but once your child comes to you with the passion that she came to me with, I knew instantly that I had a supporter, and I had to be strong, and I had to encourage her, because I knew just her voice, her mannerisms, everything about her, knowing my daughter as well as I do, that there was only one choice, and that was to support her 110%.
There you go, because I tell you what, I've known people whose sons were in the service, and it doesn't make any difference which branch, and they were against it, and it had an effect on them. I mean, they went off to war. They loved their children, you know. They supported them that way, but were very negative about the whole thing. And I think it has an effect. I know it has an effect on their children. The fact that you are, that you are 110% behind her, as most parents are, you know, it's the vast majority of the parents are, mm-hmm. is great. And obviously you've done something right here because, you know, Brittany thinks for herself. She's an independent woman at age 18, and she knows where she wants to go, at least for the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, you have been, and you said you had your cosmetology mm-hmm. license, but... this is what, you're the fourth generation in Anderson that's
yeah.
worked in this one place?
Uh-huh. And me and my mom both have worked with Kim.
Kim Chamberlain.
Kim Chamberlain, yes.
What a great person, of
uh-huh.
course. So you and your mother.
Uh-huh.
And so that's you and your mother, and then now you. So that's three generations.
Mm-hmm.
Was there somebody?
My grandma. Her great-grandma was the hairdresser across uh-huh. the street from the fairgrounds in Anderson. She had a little beauty shop, Nell's Beauty Shop, in the back of her house.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
So, you gonna miss that?
Sometimes I think about it. I mean, I'm passionate about doing hair. Also, it comes really natural. But no.
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 It's time to go see
yeah.
the world, huh?
Yeah.
Have you traveled anyplace else besides the local area, or have you had an opportunity to travel very much?
I went down to Hawaii, and that actually really inspired me. Also, I went to see Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
That really was also something that niched its way in. That was cool.
Yeah, well, Pearl Harbor was a fantastic place to see.
Oh, it's awesome.
And another example of not being ready or not being ready enough to defend this place, defend our country. So, okay, so no doubts, no nothing. I mean, you're just ready to go.
I'm ready
to
go.
You know what? We're so happy that you decided to come on the show today.
Thank you.
That you are, I wish everybody could see this young lady. You know, she's just a beautiful young lady and strong and determined.
Shiny and bright.
Yeah, you really are.
Ready to go into one of the most powerful... when you talk about teams,
mm-hmm.
you know, I didn't know the Marine Corps really until I married Carl. And then now I see, you know, what it is to have served the country and the mindset of those who have actively enlisted.
Mm-hmm.
And the pride. And so there is a lot of pride with the Marines in their brotherhood. Which is entails brotherhood, sisterhood,
exactly.
their family, their
mm-hmm.
unit.
Yeah, you're a Marine, so
oh, yeah.
and that will always be with you. So, we congratulate you, and we're so proud of you that you've decided to join up and defend our country.
Thank you.
And to stand up for something that you believe in. So many people don't, and that's a shame in today's society that you know, that they back down or they don't care.
Mm-hmm. And or they numb out. So thank you for being
Brenda,
present.
So, Brenda, you care. Yeah. And Amy, thank you.
Yes.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, Mom. And you know what? We'd love to have you back. Okay, when, so you leave to go to boot camp when?
September 19th.
Okay. And then what happens from there?
I come back for 10 days on December 16th.
So okay. You'll be back for Christmas.
So let's hear. Let's have you back on again and talk about your boot camp experience from an 18-year-old right. woman's perspective. I'd like to see.
Okay. You know, the other thing we need to do, Bad Bob, let's get a photo of Brittany now. And then before she leaves, and then we're going to get a photo of you when you come back.
All right.
Is that okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Hey, this Brittany Holly and her mom, Amy Hawkins, thank you so much for coming by today, and we're so proud of both of you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back in a minute. We've got a couple other things to talk about, and then at 8 o'clock, we have Paula Percy walking in here. We're going to be talking about those subjects that matter here in the North State. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hunting for treasure?
It's the final days of the Goldmark annual estate sale with free layaway till Christmas. Sale ends August 31st. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Creason's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Creason's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Creason's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Long-term wife insurance. See the diamond and gold experts during the final days at Goldmart's annual estate sale with free layaway till Christmas. Sale ends August 31st. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Bingo is giving back at Wind River Casino. Play for local charity. Play double action bingo only $3 a game with a chance at $500. 10% of all double action sales goes to Anderson Chamber of Commerce. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for Anderson Chamber of Commerce. You only have to be 18 to play. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river. Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play, $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game, $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-UIN.
1-800-280-UIN.
Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
On the river.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bond here. I'm going to give you a couple. Let's go with the weather. It's going to be around 96 today, mostly clear tonight with a low of around 60. And this Wednesday will be sunny with a high of 92. Wednesday night around 61. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyard. Now remember September 2nd, which is Friday. This is from the American Cancer Society. It's a fall preview. Yes, it's really true. Fall and winter are coming along. I know that means cold weather. It's an excellent time to get your winter coats, boots, hats, scarves, and much more. It is the, of course, the Discover Shop. They want you to get ready and help save the cure at the same time. The Discover Shop is located at 2961 Churn Creek Road. It's a new location, by the way. They are open 10 to 5, 7 days a week. So those people who like to shop on Sunday, like myself, you can go check out the Discovery Shop. Proceeds from the Discovery Shop sales go directly to the American Cancer Society for Research, Patient Services, and Educational Programs. So I guess they're bringing out all the good stuff. And if you're looking for a slightly used coat that looks like it's brand new, they've got some great stuff there. Also, Monday, September 5th, is the at the Anderson River Park Main Barbecue area. For $3, this is celebrate the day for all working men and women, family fun. It's a picnic. And the picnic is going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a five county central labor council, Northern California organized labor unions. It's all kinds of good information. The Northeastern Council Buildings and Construction Trades Council, and that's who's sponsoring it. The picnic meal is going to include, of course, hamburger and hot dogs, beans and chips. So come celebrate the day for all, and it's about what's going on with working Anderson River Park, and the meal tickets are $3.
Okay.
That's September 5th.
Well, it looks like, you know, that was great, you know, having Brittany and her mom on. She is so enthusiastic. And she knows, you know, here's the other thing, too, is that she knows there's a war going on. She knows that. There's no surprises to her. And I'm sure Gunny Lasher and any other recruiters, they're not going to tell somebody, oh, yeah, war, what war?
Yeah.
We've got three of them going on, but one of them is kind of like really wound down in Libya, the latest adventure. Gaddafi is out of Libya, it looks like, and in Algeria and with his family. But the thing about it is that when young men and women enlist today, they do know about what they're getting into. Okay, let's move on. You know, when we start talking about, you know, a lot of comments on the chat pack about what's going on in Churn Creek Bottom. The fact is that building a hundred acre mall down there is a huge undertaking. And the people down in Churn Creek, they're looking at it. They're looking at it as changing their way of life. And they have fought before. They fought against there was going to be an auto mall down there. And the Board of Supervisors voted that one down. But on this one, there's a couple of things going on that are different. And one is the economy is just so bad. And this will bring in jobs. But as people have said, well, what about where those jobs are going to come from? Are they going to come from other businesses that are going to be shut down? What about the Mount Shasta Mall? What impact is this going to have on it? You know, is the shopping mall, have they made a deal with Costco to move down toward Knighton Road? You know, the whole thing is huge. And 6,500 signatures, so that means is that I guess we vote on it somehow. I'm not sure on exactly what that means. Other things that are going on.
Well, I can't get past... I know this is trivial, but it's not. I can't get past Dancing with the Stars new cast.
Okay. One of them is...
I'm sorry. I don't
Chaz
know.
Bono.
You know,
Chaz
you may think
Bono.
I'm politically...
Used to be Chastity.
I just want to know how the mother of a child, because I haven't really read about it, or the mother of a child who changes sexes, how do you... At one point... That's always been, they came out as a girl, but then turned to a boy, and now at Dancing with the Stars will dance as a boy.
As a man.
A man. Yeah. I know we're supposed to be a tolerant society and accepting. I just want to know the psychologically how...
How does the family handle
that?
How
do we as the audience deal with that either?
I don't think the audience is going to care at all. I think that when Chastity Bono, people of our age, Chastity Bono grew up during our generation. We used to watch Sonny and Cher, and we saw her on TV when she was just a little girl. And then as she grew up, she was having lots of problems. I mean, she did. She had problems with drugs and all that. And then she came out as being gay, and then had the surgery to become a man, a transgender.
I know this happens. I'm not saying that it's demonic.
I'm just saying it's
a psychological adjustment, and that's all I'm saying with Dancing with the Stars. You know, when you think, oh, it's kind of, you know, but this one is weirder for me. I don't know.
Well, the group here, too, is I don't know any of the group except her. Oh, Nancy Grace, I guess. She's on.
David Arquette.
Oh, okay. I guess I do know the names. But, you know, the thing about it is Dancing with the Stars, and at least at that level, it just gets huge ratings.
Okay, they're going to have J.R. Martinez. He is an injured Iraqi soldier, and he's not famous, but he's going to represent the military.
All right.
And I think that's pretty fabulous. So I guess maybe that balances it out.
Silver Star winner, in
yes.
fact. Yeah. Well, that is interesting, except, you know, unless they're just using that for ratings. Yeah. Okay, we've got to take a break here. When we come back, Paula Percy is going to be with us, and we've got a number of other things we want to talk about. Carl and Linda Bott, this is a Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Even if the skies are blue and the storm is gone, Hurricane Irene doing new damage with some rivers still rising. Ishakun Sarikapula runs a hotel in Wayne, New Jersey.
They haven't been able to get to us. None of the supplies have been able to.
Sarah Smith works at Mocha Joe's Cafe in Brattleboro, Vermont.
There are people outside just for hours just staring at the water.
Some towns in Vermont and upstate New York cut off completely with hundreds of roads and bridges flooded or gone. Electricity is still a fond memory for millions of people from the Carolinas to New England. Some train service in the Northeast is still out, and it'll be a few more days before everyone's stranded with canceled flights get where they're going. One day left in August, and this has been the deadliest month ever for our troops in Afghanistan. Live in Kabul, Afghanistan, is Fox's Connor Powell.
Chris, nearly 10 years into the war here, violence remains at record levels. 66 U.S. troops were killed this month. A new one-month record. Nearly half came in one day, though, after the Taliban shot down a U.S. Army helicopter in eastern Afghanistan earlier this month. Despite the violence, U.S. commanders insist progress is being made, and U.S. troops are beginning to transition security responsibility to Afghan forces already. Chris?
President Obama is planning to pay special tribute to veterans of Afghanistan and Iraq at the American Legion's annual convention in Minneapolis. He speaks in just about an hour. Stocks sliding today. The Dow is down 56 points with Americans' confidence in the economy falling. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in D.C.
The consumer confidence plunged 15 points this month, down to 44.5 points. That's the lowest level since April 2009. Any number above 90 indicates an economy on solid footing. The report comes amid job concerns, the volatile stock market, and higher food prices and clothing. The survey from the Conference Board, a private research group closely watched by economists because consumer spending accounts for 70% of economic activity, Chris.
This is Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.
Roofing pros, here's a competitive advantage for you. The Home Depot has premium durable GAF shingles now at a bulk price. So when you're bidding, you can back each roofing project with GAF's limited lifetime warranty for a lot less. And that bulk price on GAF shingles can mean lower bids for you, uncompromised quality for your customers, and more business down the road. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Time for a pop test. Not something you want to hear if you happen to be a Fram filter. At the Fram Proving Grounds, we give the burst test, where we put our filters in a pressure chamber and crank it up until they explode. Pop. The result is a filter that takes more pressure than driving conditions could ever produce. To help protect your oil and your engine, Fram filters take the burst test to help your engine pass the road test it takes day after day. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Find great deals on Fram at Walmart.
New tropical storm out in the Atlantic named Katia Here's Fox meteorologist Maria Molina.
A lot of strengthening, a lot of open water, no land to hinder its intensification. And right now, long-term models are pointing to it generally staying north of the Leeward Islands and then gradually curving northward and not really affecting any land masses. But, of course, that is way down the road, still too early to really tell, and we're going to keep a close eye on it.
The storm would have been called Katrina, but that's been taken out of the rotation of names because of how bad Hurricane Katrina was in 2005. A former NBA player wanted for murder in Atlanta, Javaris Crittenden, arrested in Orange County, California. FBI Special Agent Scott Gariola.
We developed information that he was at the airport and possibly going to board a flight back to Atlanta tonight. And when we responded to the airport, we located him inside the terminal. And we took him into custody.
Crittenden's lawyer says his client's innocent, that he was going back to Atlanta to surrender. Police there say Crittenden meant to shoot a man as revenge for a robbery in April, killing a 22-year-old woman instead. This was the week before last. Crittenden was suspended from the NBA in 2009 for having guns in the Washington Wizards locker room. Russia gives the green light to rockets taking satellites into space.
Russia's space agency gave the go-ahead to resume test launches for the use of the Proton-NM rockets. Launches were suspended this month after a $265 million communications satellite was shot into the wrong orbit. The satellite was billed as the most powerful ever built in Europe. Officials say a problem with the rocket's booster stage caused it to lose orientation.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher in Moscow. Hasso is going to do the dancing on the next season of Dancing with the Stars. Nancy Grace, Chaz Bono, former talk show host Ricky Lake among those who will be twirling around. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Abbott. 8:05, August the 30th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Chat room's open and running right now.
We got a lot
now.
Of stuff to cover this morning, of course. 67 degrees right now, going into 96, and mostly clear tonight with a low of around 60. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. I know you've got some notes there on some interesting things that are topics. One, I've
Did you know? This was just
this
things.
This is just, I don't know. I guess we can talk about it now.
Oh, yeah, it's after the 8 o'clock hour while we're waiting for our guest to show up here. But the porn industry, the media, the movies, the films, the videos in Southern California have been shut down, Bad Bob.
I know some videographers will be very depressed.
Guess why they're shut down?
Concerns about a new strain of
HIV. Yeah. And, somebody, one of the actors down there has been found to have HIV. And with that, when that happened, it seems like, so then they have to test everybody down to generations of the second generation of the, for anybody that's had contact with this person. And they didn't say what if it was male, female, anything. They didn't say anything about the person because it's Privacy Act. The person was tested in another state and then it was sent back to California. So what they had to do is just shut down everything. Which has led to there's going to be more laws now.
How do you fill out the unemployment forms for it's
entertainment?
Yeah,
I guess entertainment industry because that's what it is. Or you're a videographer, whether you're videographing people or nature,
industrial processes.
You're a videographer, right?
Well, I know a friend of mine who got into editing, and he said it was just a weird, surreal experience because there's a lot of drugs in that industry.
Oh yeah. Well, there's the whole industry. I don't know if anybody. I'm sure they have. They've done. How can there not be documentary after documentary after documentary on the porn industry? Considering that it's a billions of dollars worth of income for that's pushing through here through videos online. Gosh, it's just probably the amount of it is just
so incredible to think of how many billions of dollars are spent on porn every year. So, and the amount of, you know, the people in it. And I'm just surprised there isn't just a rampant disease within that industry.
Well, there's different tiers. There's your Girls Gone Wild kind of genre. Yeah. There's the more high-end genre.
Is that considered porn? I mean, they're not doing... I guess pornography can be whatever your definition of
it
is.
It can be, I guess. I can't define it, but I know what it is when I see it, I think one of the justices said.
Well, I think, you know, and that's right. To some people, pornography could be, the bare buttocks of somebody.
Yep.
And
if it's done
in a salacious manner. Of course, after, you know, if you ride your Harley for like 5 days in a row, you could have that problem, but it wouldn't be on purpose, of course. No, anyway, okay. What's the bottom line on this is that it's another thing they're going to, it's going to be another law that they're going to pass, and it probably should at this point, is that for condoms to be used in all of the films that are being, you know, pornographic films being produced in California.
Probably another industry that'll be sent offshore.
Okay, here we're going to take a quick break here. Josh is on the line here from Wells Fargo. Josh Wiley from Wells Fargo. I'm sorry, Josh, I didn't know that we had you lined up here. So good morning.
Hey, good morning to you guys. The Dow and NASDAQ added early losses after consumer confidence declined more than expected in August. Confidence dropped to the lowest in more than 2 years as Americans' outlook for employment, incomes, and business conditions all deteriorated. Currently, the Dow's down 24 points at 11,513, while the NASDAQ is down 2 at 2,559, and the S&P 500 is down 5 at 1,205. Oil's up 82 cents a barrel at 88.09, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.52%. Gold's up $42.30 this morning at 1,833, while silver is up $1.04 at $41.64 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, AT&T is up 27 cents at $29.53. GE is down 14 pennies at $15.90, while Pfizer is down 2 dimes at $18.68. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. I always like getting the updates from Wells Fargo and Josh. You know, the other thing too about this bad Bob is, you know, for the gold has been a ride up and down for the last 2 weeks. Just, you know, the stock market's been crazy, but the gold's gone up, you know, up and down $100.
Yeah, I think the 2K mark is kind of one of those magic numbers that they're going to play with for quite a while. Hard to say, but I think the next major crisis to come along, whatever that's going to be, is going to push it right over 2,000.
Well, the housing industry is, you know, that, you know, again, it's getting hammered. The unemployment, I can't wait to see what the unemployment, how many new people are applying for unemployment. But there
including
is there
several
is,
in the porn industry.
Yeah, including all of the porn industry just shut down. The other thing too is that, but just kind of good news is that the cost of homes in the 20 cities that they've used, or the value of homes, has gone up for the last 3 months. So that's kind of a little bright ray of light with everything else that's going on around here. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, it's August the 30th. It's 8:11 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Excited about the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Ginsu knife. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the state fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. It'll last for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As Seen on TV store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Reading. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV store.
Termites are the number one cause of structural damage to homes. They can go undetected for years. Level Extermination is your termite undertaker. Give them a call today or go online to termiteundertaker.com. Level Extermination only deals with termites. If you're a real estate agent that needs a pest inspection, a property manager needing a termite inspection, a general contractor needing a soil pretreatment, or a homeowner wanting a free termite inspection, give Level Extermination a call at 241-1598 or log on to termiteundertaker.com. Level Extermination can also assist you with questions about Section 1 and Section 2 requirements when you're buying or selling your home. Level Extermination offers annual termite control service. Level Extermination is locally owned, serving Shasta and Tehama counties. They even provide 24-hour emergency inspection services to meet escrow requirements. Call Dale Level at 241-1598 and recognize the difference. Level Extermination, your local termite professional. Call 241-1598 or get them online at termiteundertaker.com. Give Dale a call today. 241-1598.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco and Redding is family-owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our summer spectacular special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. This special is for a limited time only. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco and Redding, 226-0992. Prep bodywork and large vehicles biased.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. It's 8:15 in the morning, August the 30th. Yeah, I'm watching the chat room. Yeah, we have gone from subject to subject here, haven't we? Here, you know, Dancing with the Stars, porn and all that. But
skipping right along.
But now we have, we're waiting for, Paula Piercy is going to be our guest, but Paula has been held up. So, but thank goodness our fellow office and studio Denzian, Mike
media
Quinn,
professional,
and the yes, Mike Quinn is here. But we brought Mike in not to talk radio, but to talk about being general manager now of KIXE. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So you just due to of course the family disruption and family emergencies for our last general manager, and he had to leave. You kind of volunteered to step in there and take over.
It was, as a member of the board.
As a member of the board.
They had an emergency situation, so they said, well, you have experience.
In front of a microphone?
Well, yeah, I mean, media experience is media experience. You know, we just have to add a camera, you know, to the picture. But, you know, it's just basically knowing the industry, and, you know, I don't know the public television industry, and I'm learning quickly. You know, there's a lot of differences, but, you know, it all comes down to one thing, is radio or television is entertainment. Whether that entertainment be news, whether it be music or a mystery or, you know, children's programming, no matter what, it's just like what you're doing here. Your talk is entertainment. Well, you know, with public television, you know, it's all entertainment, and we have to mix it up. And we want to remind people that we have three channels, although most people don't know that still. We've been on the air with three channels. And we're trying to get people to understand how you can get those three channels and a lot of other channels for free. Put those old rabbit ears back on your televisions, folks. That antenna on the roof that's still stuck to your chimney is still good. Rewire it. And you can go then, you have to go reprogram your television and take it off of cable or dish or whatever you've got it on. Put it on television. And if you've got those, an antenna up there, you can get 26 local channels. Channel 7 has two channels. Channel 12 has two channels. We have three.
Well, I think what happened is we went into the, you know, or they were digitized and everything. Remember? And they all went to digital.
That
really, yeah, the digital. It was very confusing to people
right.
on that. But let's talk a little bit about this, is that from what I've read in the paper, there's some plans to bring more of a community feel.
Well, a lot of people don't understand that the public television station, Channel 9, covers 10 Northern California counties. It's a huge geographical area, and with not a lot of people. We have 633,000 people. in 10 counties. And it goes all the way from the Oregon border, Nevada border out there. So we've got Modoc and Siskiyou, Lassen, Plumas, Colusa, Butte, Trinity, Shasta, Tehama. I mean, it's this vast area, and people are just scattered
like
all over.
It's like the size of Ohio or something like that.
I think it's bigger than Ohio. When I talked to people in Washington, D.C. about it back at the PBS, I said, do you guys understand how big a geographical area we have? And they hadn't. I said, well, get a map, and let me draw a picture for you. And they looked at it, and they go, wow. that's pretty big.
Yeah, it is.
And there's, you know, it's not like there's a super highway going to everywhere. And, so, and we have to reach out to every person out there.
And this is one of the few TV stations that reaches all. I mean, reaches that whole area.
We have
There's none here that reach all those areas, is there?
We have 10 translators out there on the top of mountains, you know, to help get into those pockets of people. We try, you know, as best you can, because of the mountainous terrain and things like that, it is almost impossible to reach every single person. But we're on cable, you know, we're on the dishes, and that's only like 9-1. That's your main channel you've always had.
Mm-hmm.
But 2 and 3, you've got to do a little bit extra work for. And we're working to try to get those, you know, onto the cable. But your word's getting out, and all of a sudden people are saying, wow, I love that 9-3. Wow, I love 9-2. You know, and 9-2 is called Create, so it's got your cooking shows, and it's got your quilting shows and things like that. You've got 9-3, which is one of my favorites. It's called World, and it's got more history than the History Channel does. And so it's a pretty neat program, and, you know, it's got a lot of travel and stuff like that. And all of this now is in HD, and that was two things happened at the same time. We transferred to HD, and then... You know, they had the thing with the televisions and those converter boxes, and people lost a lot. They didn't understand it. And so now there's a big information campaign. We've got an education campaign. How do you get all the advantages that you have with public television, Channel 9, 1, 2, and 3?
Well, you know, public television is one of the things that I've always thought it's lacked and that y'all are addressing and has been addressed here is the fact that you look at what's on public television here, or you look at it in Boston, it's the same thing,
right?
And this is not an indictment at all, because people love these shows, you know, love a lot of these shows. But what sets it different? You know, here's an opportunity to reach all of these people that have generally a lot of the same questions, the same concerns in mind, especially the concerns up in the North State. And, you know, and here is a perfect medium to reach these people.
Right. And it's very unique because, you know, they actually have 3 full channels. We don't have to program anything local, but we want to program things local.
That's right.
That's really, really important. But we have to make it pertinent to people in 10 counties. And so what is it, you know, what issues do we have out there? Well, there's a lot. You know, we're looking at bringing some programs in. So we bring in photographers from the North State. Well, I know there's... 100 photographers at least per county out there to take these great pictures of our area around here. You could take pictures the rest of your life and never get all of Northern California in there. And so we're going to give them an avenue to show their photography out there. And again, this reaches out now to the 10 counties. There's lots of things that we can do to reach out, and we're talking about bringing back some programs that used to be very successful that went away. And we're going to revisit them, make sure that they're pertinent. But it's going to be really, really exciting.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Mike Quinn is our guest, and Mike is the interim general manager of KIXE. He stepped in under very dire straits.
Abrupt.
There.
Abrupt
straits, yeah. And is talking about the, you know, a lot of things about KIXE that probably a lot of people didn't know. You know, how many channels and the possible changes or the changes that probably will be happening here in the next few months. Carl Lindebaugh, this is Free Fire Radio.
Hunting for treasure?
It's the final days of the Goldmark annual estate sale with free layaway till Christmas. Sale ends August 31st. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery, and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable, you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
long-term wife insurance. See the diamond and gold experts during the final days at Goldmart's annual estate sale with free layaway till Christmas. Sale ends August 31st, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by. And even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank. 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to Cars.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bob. It is August the 30th. It's 8:25 in the morning, 71 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care with Dr. Joseph Lea, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. His phone number is 223-2325. He is our optometrist of choice. He's been in Reading for over 20 years, on-site lab. He's got the latest in designer lenses, progressive lenses, and Linda has those and that she got from Dr. Lea. He's a good guy. And I'm going to tell you what, you've only got two eyes, so you want to trust him to somebody that knows what he's doing and his staff that care about your eyes and who you are, and that's Dr. Joseph Lea. Glasses for the whole family. He can start testing you, testing those eyes at a very, very young age. And up until you're somewhat more senior than I am, almost as old as bad a Bob. So that's Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Lea, at 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Let me give you his phone number one more time, 223-2325. Now, one of our favorite guests, we've got her in here now.
Thank you.
Paula Percy from the Shasta Coalition of African Black Americans for Community Health, Education, and Empowerment, SCOCH.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Over here, absolutely.
Well,
girl.
You know, it always helps when you hand me the piece of paper and I'm sitting there trying to say it. That's for sure. Paula, good morning.
Good morning to you, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're so happy to have you here. You wanted to talk and kind of emphasize what's going on in education.
Yes, as you know, school is just starting, so this is actually a great time for us to emphasize that there's so much to offer right now. I think as you look at the time and the dropout rate that we have right now, for our students, that education is absolutely priority right now. And as you know, the technology now is so far advancing that you really, really have to go to school now to just really keep up with what's going on. You know, when we went to school, you could just have math, reading, science, and so forth. But now we've got computer science and, you know, information systems that's tied to it, and how to debug your computers and all these other good things on there, and graphics and so forth. And now we really all have to be challenged to go back and upgrade ourselves to keep up with the times and what's going on.
You know, you're incredibly accurate on that. You know, when I was getting my teaching accreditation here, you know, so I could teach school if I chose to do that, which is way too hard to do. You know, I'd much rather be in combat than teach school.
Oh, wow.
But I went through one of the classes you had to take was a computer class.
Yes.
Just to give you, you know, so you could do PowerPoint and you could do these different things, you know, spreadsheets and all this.
Yeah.
As part of the accreditation progress. And the fact is technology has gone so far and so fast, you know, yeah, kindergarten. They're starting with computers in kindergarten. I mean, there's something about that, I guess.
Yes, it is. And you have to do it all together. So there's a little bit more than what we used to have. And I think the kids right now have so much more. There's so much more challenge now because you have social skills that you have to deal with and students, all the other things that we used to deal with. And then you have our new era on top of it to kind of integrate into it, which makes it really difficult. But the most concerning part is that our kids, some of them aren't going to school at all. You know, and those are the ones we have to find out why they aren't going to school.
Yeah, you mentioned the dropout rate.
It is really, really concerning right now. And if you look at the students that they aren't going to school and some of the challenges and reasons that they aren't, whether it's financial or home
And we're talking
issues,
about right here in Shasta County.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. That too, Shasta County and all around us, but especially Shasta County. And, you know, we have students here that aren't going to school also. And we work with that. We have a fantastic SART board here. And a matter of fact, the district, our district SART boards, they all work in conjunction at different periods, of course, according to their own school schedule to try to get on top of this. Of course, they notify the parents through letters, the first letter, second letter, third letters, and they send these out to the parents so that they can get these kids in. We much rather see them not be SARBed, and that's the School Attendance Review Board. That's
okay.
What that stands for.
Okay.
And we warn parents.
Okay, now when we so you tell parents like three times. I mean,
yes.
But there must be some. You know, we've got like 35, 40 seconds left in the segment. A lot of frustration there when nothing happens after you send out the letters.
I think so. More. I think it's more sadness for me. I guess it is frustrating. Depends on the person at the time because you have to find alternatives to try to get the students where they need to be to grade level. And that's challenging.
Okay. Hey, our guest today is Paula Percy, and we're talking, and she's representing the Shasta Coalition of African Black Americans for Community Health, Education, and Empowerment, SCOCH. And we're talking about education. We're going to talk about maybe ways of pulling back people into the school system when we get back. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. More than a million people from Maine to North Carolina are without electricity in the aftermath of Irene. Cleanup underway in the mid-Atlantic states. Floodwaters rage further north.
Flooding will continue to be the story in the Northeast for the next several days, even though Irene is long gone. The storm dumped anywhere from 14 inches of rain in eastern North Carolina to a foot of rain in the Northeast. It's going to take time for much of the floodwater to recede.
Fox meteorologist Maria Molina. America's confidence in the economy taking a tumble.
Consumer confidence plunged 15 points this month, down to 44.5 points. That's the lowest level since April 2009. The report comes amid job concerns, the volatile stock market, and higher prices.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern in Washington. A sour economic outlook on the part of consumers is worrisome for retailers. They depend on the back-to-school shopping season. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Enjoy summer evenings at one of the most beautiful venues in the North State. Plan a trip to Anselmo Vineyards for their summer music series underway now. check the website at AnselmoVineyards.com for upcoming concert dates and artists. Enjoy the beautiful short 20-minute drive out to Anselmo Vineyards. Come early and enjoy a delicious dinner and sample award-winning Anselmo wines with your meal. And something new, Anselmo Vineyards is now open Sunday nights for wine tasting and dinner, and Thursday nights for handcrafted pizza prepared in their own outdoor pizza oven. Ask about the new Anselmo Vineyards event pavilion and special horseback riding adventures. Call 474-5546. That's 474-5546 for more details. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire meeting. Carl and Abad. Linda is in a business meeting right now around the corner. She'll be back in a few minutes here. It's 8:34 in the morning. It's August the 30th, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right, right off Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. They give great haircuts. They give discounts to veterans. It's like taking a step back in the time. You walk in there, and it's just great conversation. The magazines, you sit down and you read, and you know, TV is on Sports Channel. You don't see Dr. Phil. So that's Cypress Square Barbershop. That's man's last stronghold. I know that because it's written on the window there as you walk in. It's a great place. Our guest, Paula Percy, who is here from SCOCH, which is the Shasta County, the Shasta Coalition of African Black Americans for Community Health Education and Empowerment. And we're always happy to have Paul on because we're talking education and how we can, you know, help our community. You know, one of the things we talked about during the break was the dropout rate for African Americans.
Yes.
And it is a problem.
Actually, it is a problem. I know that we have some areas where African Americans actually are showing improvement there in education, and I think the call to attention and college and so forth. It's just like our African American graduation that we had this year. It was very impressive that the students and what the grade levels were and grade points and how they're doing, but we're not there yet, and we're not enough, even for African Americans or all of our kids in the community. It is very concerning, and if you look at the Bay Area, it was just about 37.1%, and America, the level is really high. African American dropout rate is the highest of all ethnics.
Well, you said 31% in the Bay Area.
Yes, in the Bay Area.
And the
excuse me.
Oh no, that's okay.
My water.
Okay, grab your water. I choke up here a lot, too. You know, 31% of Bay Area, but there are some cities that it's
really
well over
high.
50%.
Yes.
Now, as we talked about, if the first step in the economy and in helping our fellow citizens is finishing school.
Yes.
What can we do in Shasta County and Redding to help people finish school? I mean, if the dropout rate is, and it encompasses all people, but if the dropout rate is high, what can we do to get them back in the school?
Well, number one is community support. everyone's so busy nowadays. They have their own lives and things that are going on, and we're just running here and there trying to make ends meet. Some people have two and three jobs, and they just can't get it done. And that means if you're a single parent, which we've changed even from 50 years ago, we used to have two parents, and the mom stayed at home, and the husband went to work, and that was enough. But now it's not enough. I mean, even for one person, it takes them two, three jobs just for them to put food on the table. So us as community members can help. Number two, financial contributions. If we have a little extra that we can provide here to the school systems or whatever we can do to help, even our time, going to help students read and going out to the school, if you have an hour or two to go out, you can go to the classroom and help students there. That time is very, that's something that the school wouldn't have to pay for. That's our free time that we're providing to our students in our community.
You know, that's a real good point, a mentoring program. Are there mentoring programs that are out there right now?
Yes, there are several mentoring programs, but I don't even think that's enough. I think with our finances right now and the economy the way it is, I think it takes a whole lot more to get there. But I think probably a good thing that we could do is our elderly citizens, the ones that are still thriving, that are financially sound, that have the time and the finances to do these things. I mean, some of the retired teachers would be a good thing. They could go to the schools. They're already credentialed, and that would be absolutely fantastic.
It would
to
be.
Help.
Yeah,
yeah, it would
to help,
be.
To help the students
the
that are
school.
Having problems. Because people drop out many times is because they're having problems in school.
That
it's
too.
It's become so hard for
not
them.
Fitting in
not
or
fitting
feel
in.
Like they don't belong, or even down to the clothes, you know, the fads and the things that are going on in school. Those things also help students to fit in, which seems shallow, you know, for us being adults, but it does affect them.
Well, it's not shallow to them. Okay, let's go to the phones. Robert, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Fine.
Quick comment for your guest, Carl. First of all, I think that the main problem our parents are not able to become parents. It's the rights and the abilities of parents are being taken away by different, you know, schools and law enforcement, things of that nature. We're not able to discipline our children like maybe you and I were disciplined. Also, this is a comment that I would take anything off the air, any concerns or anything like that. I'd like to know why we need to have an African-American coalition as opposed to an American children. So we think that adding a race to that makes the division of races even more. Thank you for your time.
Okay, Robert. I think the question, it was hard to hear. He was on a cell phone, but I think what he said, Paula, was, children are being raised differently than it was when you and I were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the schools are having don't have the time or the power they used to. But he said, is there a, when you put, like African American or race onto helping children.
Mm-hmm.
Does that kind of, if I understood it right, because it was hard for me to hear too, does that just kind of encourage more of more of a division?
Yeah,
is that essentially what you got?
The gist of what I got from the call, it was an iffy connection, was does that make the barriers that exist more concrete?
No, I don't think so. If you're looking at it raceway, the way that it's said, that's not the intention there. The intention is that group ethnicity of people have the greatest need because they have the most difficulty, whether it's transportation barriers, neighborhoods, where their home is, a division. They may live in an area that doesn't have sidewalks where they can walk. They may not be able to afford the best foods because the grocery store is not in their area within walking distance, so they may be eating something that's bad for them. All of these things affect how you process and how you perform in school. So no, it's not. We look at all kids, and I serve on the Shasta County SAR board, so we look at all students. But I'm saying that the African-American ethnicity seems to have the greatest need right now, and we need to look at that. And if you're looking at it community-wise, if everyone doesn't come up to standards, that means we aren't going to have everyone that needs to be paying taxes. We're not going to have our citizens communicating or contributing to society. And you want to raise individuals that become independent and can contribute to our society. You don't want anyone to be a burden on society, no matter what the ethnicity is or the race.
Okay, Paula, thanks. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Abbott, 8:42 in the morning, our guest Paula Percy, and we're talking education and how we can help all children. But if we don't bring the children up to a certain level in schools, they will never be productive members of society. We will always be taking care of them.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding is family-owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our summer spectacular special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. This special is for a limited time only. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Prep bodywork and large vehicles biased.
Now, another episode of Dr. Julie's New Vision Theater with Bill and Lisa Collins.
Jane! Jane!
Cheetah, where is Jane?
I'm right here, Tarzan. What's going on? What do you want?
Tarzan wants to take Jane to river.
Oh, I don't think so. That means you grab me and we swing on vines through the trees, right?
What's wrong with that? Cheetah loves swinging on vines.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Listen, why don't you take Cheetah, then, and I'll whip up a nice termite and crocodile stew for you and your monkey.
Cheetah not monkey. Cheetah ape.
Ape schmape. He still stinks.
Okay, whatever Jane want. Come, Cheetah. We go.
Tarzan! Look out for that tree. Don't take chances with your vision. Call Dr. Julie Gussenhoven at 530-222-7290.
He's looking at you, kid.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and Abbott. 8:45 in the morning, August the 30th. Hope you're having a great day. It's 74 degrees out there. It's going to get up in the high 90s. This is going to be the last really kind of like hot day for a couple of days. But you know, when they say the high 90s, I have yet to get into my car when it wasn't over 100. In the last few days. So you can say what you want, but I think it's hotter than what they're saying. But I know, microclimates, right? Bad bomb.
Yes, well, I'm just taking it as a thing of pride that I can. I take the top down on the Jeep, and I have yet to turn on my AC. So maybe I'm just being a masochist.
Well, you know what? You know, this summer's been really a good summer. Really, I mean,
overnight temps have been great.
Oh yeah, I mean, so hey, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546, and to get reservations there, they have music on the weekends on either Friday or Saturday night. They have just outstanding cuisine up there, and the atmosphere of being out there on the deck, looking across, watching the sunset, or being inside during the music series is just absolutely wonderful. And that's in Anselmo Vineyards. It's just a quick ride outside of Palisadro, heading north up there towards Shingletown. You're like 9 miles before you hit Shingletown, you'll see the signs. And Anselmo Vineyards. Our guest Paula Percy. And
hi.
She's here, and we're talking about Scotched and other things. Mm-hmm. She has the Coalition of African Black Americans for Community Health Education and Empowerment. You know, one of the things we talk about during the breaks is that, you know, people in society, there's some aspects of society that mm-hmm. from the time they are born to the time they die, they're being taken care of by society.
Yeah.
Because of life choices they've made.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of disabilities or other things. It's just life choices. And mm-hmm. part of the things that Paula is pushing here is for those, you know, is to get people out of that system
mm-hmm.
and to being responsible.
Yes.
And being able to take care of themselves and so we don't have to.
Yes. And, of course, the way the economy is today, that's even more so.
That is that, you know, and that's the mm-hmm. you know, that's the ringer right there mm-hmm. is the economy, the way it is just causing even more problems than we would just ordinarily see.
It is very difficult, and it's scary. It's scary times. And, of course, when we were talking previously about people going to school and finishing and education-wise, of course, what you just said, if we don't get more people finishing school and now independent, then we're going to have more problems. If you look at the past, we had more life skill classes in the school system. We had home economics. We had workshop and agriculture and all these classes, and you don't see this more so in school anymore. So that's saying that they don't have a trade so much when you get out of school to fall back on, because if you don't finish and you just are just there, and no, if you don't have a high school diploma, it's even hard to get just any kind of job whatsoever. So if you don't send people out or have some type of education, then these are the people that have no funding whatsoever. Even from school, from having somewhere to live, on to health care itself, even going to the doctor. All of these things cost money. And taxpayers, of course, do have to pay quite a bit. And, of course, it's us, the citizens, are going to support if our students don't finish. So we would not like to be in that situation.
Let's talk about health care a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that the cost of health care keeps going up.
Actually, it does.
And,
it's,
you know,
expensive.
And when they passed the latest health care
mm-hmm.
plan,
mm-hmm.
That health care all of a sudden went up more. And I mm-hmm. don't know if this is because people are planning on it coming in and they're raising prices
mm-hmm.
or what. I also know, though, is that many of the in the medical field
uh-huh.
are collecting their fees up front and
mm-hmm.
letting, you know, like, you know, or not taking Medicare
mm-hmm.
anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is kind of a surprising thing. That's kind of scary there.
Actually, it is scary.
Yeah, and it's because I'm trying. You know, when you talk to doctors, they're not getting paid on time. They're getting
mm-hmm.
paid less every year, so they're performing
yes.
the same procedures for less and less money, and
mm-hmm.
they can't afford to keep it going.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, I think people don't see the whole picture. They only see the little part that they have. But if you were working every day and then you expected your paycheck in 2 weeks, then you would expect to have your money so that you could utilize it to pay your rent or light bill or whatever it was.
Absolutely.
But if you're in healthcare and say that your funding was delayed for 6 months, and you didn't get paid because you have to refile something or whatever the case may be, then you still have to try to keep your office open or whatever until that time. And that means that if you don't get that money in there, you have to find some other resource to still keep your business open and still be able to see patients.
No, I absolutely agree with
uh-huh.
this. I mean, you know, how do you plan and how do you keep an office open when you don't know when you're going to get paid?
Well, that's like what you're saying. You have
yeah.
to plan ahead. You have to have some backup or some kind of resource
yeah.
to be able to do that. And a lot of people, I mean, if you don't have your money runs out, then you're at the bank or somewhere trying to get a loan or something to tide you over, if that's if you can get it, you know, until then. And so healthcare is no different from that. I mean, it has to have, it's not a free source just sitting there waiting to see people. It has to have funding, too, to keep the doors open. And I think people, you know, when you just go, you don't see the other side there as to how that's going to happen. So we shouldn't take it for granted.
No, we shouldn't. And
mm-hmm.
we've got to take a break here. But one of the doctors that's been on here says, you know, mm-hmm. you know that we should be bringing somebody in to start training them at this mid-level. He says, we can't afford to do that because in this, you know, in this specialty is that we're not getting paid. We're keeping our office open with just two of us. But we right now should have another younger doctor in here training him on how to do this. But we just can't afford it right now to keep it and keep the doors open.
Actually, that's true. You know, when you look at the average age of the nurses and doctors, well, actually, now it's probably about 47 years old, because a little bit ago it was about 45. It's about 47 years old, just estimation-wise. And that's a scary, scary area, because that means that's a baby boomer age. So that means this is the next group that's getting ready to retire. So who's going to replace? If the kids aren't going to school and they aren't going to college, then there's no one to replace these people that needs to be in these positions. And you absolutely have to go to college to be in these positions.
Yeah.
And you want people to be well-educated to take care of us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want somebody that maybe can't remember what this was supposed to be. Anyway, hey, we've got to take a break here. I guess Paula Percy. Carl Undebott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Wind River Casino is Northern California's celebration destination. This is the place to book your next event. Book your event in July, August, or September and receive exclusive pricing on our savory barbecue buffet priced at $9.95 per person. The menu includes tasty fried chicken, barbecued baby back ribs, mashed potatoes, baked beans, coleslaw, and mouth-watering watermelon. Meetings on the river, gatherings on the river, giving back on the river, evening parties on the river. Host your event at Wind River Casino. You take the glory, we handle the stress. Whether you're hosting a soiree, meeting, charity event, conference, or planning a wedding, let Wind River Casino cater your event and make arrangements to suit your needs. Take advantage of this special $9.95 barbecue buffet pricing now. For more information on our summer barbecue buffet special, contact group sales at 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Price does not reflect tax and gratuity. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco & Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco & Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. 1460. Carl and Linda Bond. It is 8:55 in the morning on August the 30th. 74 degrees, going up to 98, 100, someplace like that today. And, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco & Brew, our friends down there. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, a great place to go into to get your coffee or colder drinks as the day gets hotter. The people there are so friendly. They give also, they care about our community. They give discounts to veterans. They support so many different community events, and you don't know it because they don't talk about it. They just do it. And Joe and Shelley are some of our favorite people because they do care about this community. They do care about what's going on. They care about, what happens to the people here. And I've seen them do things for people that they don't know. And you'll never hear about it unless I talk about it. Things ranging from birthdays for children because there's been a fire. Other things like that. And it's just Tobacco & Brew is such an integral part of our landscape. Our guest Paula Percy. And we've been talking education. We've been talking dropout rates. We've been talking health care. You know, we've been kind of covering the whole gamut here. Yes. We've got like about 3 minutes left. Paula, what do you want to leave here with our listeners?
Well, what I'd like to leave is that we have to help ourselves. We have to help ourselves as citizens, and we have to help ourselves as a community. That means we all have to pull together and work together. It is concerning that right now our citizens are becoming more ill than they have been in the past, and we need more activity for our children. We need more exercise for the adults.
No, I'm just, you know, I am agreeing so much here because, you know, we cut out the you know, our children are having diabetes when they're 12 years old.
Absolutely. And the obesity rate is increasing. And that's not saying that obesity in some people, they can go for a while and still be considered healthy as a while. But you don't want to maintain that. You want to come to a healthy state. And that means that with the more obesity rate in children's type 2 diabetes that we didn't see before, we used to just see juvenile diabetes mostly. But now, look, they have the adult onset the diabetes, you know, now that we never saw in children before. So with too much fast food. Fast food is okay, you know, to have something.
Everything in moderation.
Treat. It used to be a treat. Yes.
Right, it did.
But not for every day. Eating it just every single day or three times a day as a meal and so forth, that makes it more difficult. So, So we have to watch what we're doing. We have to watch our sodium intakes. We have to make sure that our children are eating the apple sometimes. You know, running around outside. Make them go outside and play. We used to play dodgeball and do all those wonderful things. Baseball, softball.
Get
you
them
know.
Off the couch and out
Absolutely.
Of the house.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, now they've got thumbs the size of Big Macs. So.
Yes. So let's do more things as a community. Go over and use the Sundell Bridge and walk across there and pull together as a community, all of us, together to do things. I think we would become much better as citizens, community, and as families also.
Paula, thank you so much for coming. Paula Percy, she's here. She represents the Shasta Coalition of African and Black Americans for Community Health Education Empowerment. Scotch, but so much more. I mean,
yes.
You do so much more for here. And just
Absolutely.
Us talking about just the childhood obesity and diabetes, because you're also a healthcare professional. And
that's true.
You know, someday we're going to have a show about that, have a couple of other, you know, have some healthcare professionals in here
great.
And talk about this. This is a severe thing also facing our children.
It is.
You know, education, but also them living long.